Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio and to another episode, Miracle Guidance on Home Time. I'm your host, Carmen Hara. So happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern here on Home Time Radio. And tonight I want to help you get back to good health. I'm going to share with you my best natural remedies for optimal health and true healing. Now keep in mind that the advice I'm going to share with you this evening isn't intending to diagnose any disease or replace your medical care. So I want you to be aware of that and always check with your physician before starting any diet or any product or any natural product. But I'm a firm believer that nature is giving us everything we need to be healed. And I'm very convinced that we can heal naturally. And it's all about preventing medicine. So everyone actually knows, and all of you know, that life is best lived in great health. And we all want to keep our bodies in excellent shape, especially now with this COVID-19 sweeping across the world. I think it's very important that everyone's attention should turn around their well-being. I heard a lot of my patients, a lot of my clients complaining of being severely depressed, being scared, being afraid, all this negative emotion impacting their well-being. But different kinds of illnesses can creep in unexpectedly as a result of this. Like diseases like autoimmune disorders that are in many cases the consequence of a trauma, of negative emotions. Even diabetes or heart disease, even cancer are on the rise right now. The modern world was, in a way, designed, believe it or not, to influence, and not intentionally designed, but somehow was designed, and it has something to do with weakening the immune system. That's one of the reasons why lately we see this pandemic, talking about pandemic autoimmune disorders, and an epidemic like this one, because of the immune system. But the human body, in my opinion, is absolutely 100% equipped with powerful defenses, with this defense mechanism to protect itself and to always return to a state of balance, a state of equilibrium, a state of harmony, something that in medical term is called homeostasis. The first thing you must know is that your health is in your hand. I want you to be aware of that. And no one else is actually responsible for your health other than yourself. No doctor will try to be responsible. No pills, no surgery, no treatment can heal you as well as you can heal yourself. You're probably going to help me. How can I do that? How can I actually heal myself? Well, here I am feeling sick, feeling not myself, being worried and concerned and even terrified by the idea that I'm not going to be able to get better. But there are three things that you need to keep in mind: knowledge, communication, and patience. And the reason I'm saying knowledge, communication, and patience, because these are the three secrets to your good health. And I'm actually going to start with your first secret to good health, which is knowledge. Knowing what is helping and what is hurting your health is very important. Many of the things that you are told are good for you may not actually be. If you want to benefit from great health, you will have to do your research and you have to learn different things, different food, different treatment, different supplements, different herbs, different plants, different spices. So keep on finding and understanding what nature left for us as a cure for absolutely every illness. For every single illness, there is that natural remedy for absolutely every one of them, every ailment. But most of them are much more simple than you can imagine. So that was knowledge. So the second one is communication. Communication has something to do, actually communication is such an important tool of creating harmony and peace. But there's not only communication with the people in your life, is communication with you and paying attention to what your body is desperately trying to tell you, because that's what your body will do. Your body will ask you for what it needs. Usually pain signals inflammation, an acne signals hormonal imbalance, a headache signals a problem with different parts of the body, with your liver, with your blood pressure, your diabetes. So it signals, you know, some serious health condition. But you have to be careful not to confuse what your body needs with what you might want. So that's very powerful. Let's say you're craving something sweet. You may want a chocolate bar, but your body must likely need a piece of fruit. So between what you crave, you know, what your body needs, sometimes is a difference. So always think before you consume something. So always ask your body, will this nourish me? Will this help me perform? Will this help the body perform the function? So you have to be constantly, like your body is your temple, is your everything. It's like your child. You have to communicate regularly, help him to make better choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to emotions, when it comes to so much the complexity of what the body interacts with. So in order to have great health, you will need to take take a time to be patient, to have patience. So there comes the third element of the great health: communication, knowledge, and patience. Because nature cures everything, but your body needs some time to adapt. Your body needs to adjust. Your body has the intelligence to adjust. And I do believe that sometimes you feel better right after starting a natural regimen, but the process will be slow and steady. It's exactly like if you take a medicine, the doctor will tell you, oh, or you're taking this blood pressure medication, or you're taking this antidepressant, you're not going to see the effects right away. It might take a week, 3 weeks, 6 weeks to see that substance put into your body in full effect. I am not a fan of poisoning the body. As much as we can keep the body without any kind of artificial stuff and putting any kind of drugs into it, if we can treat the body naturally, that would be ideal. That's the secret to longevity. But it always takes like those 30 days to see real change after you start something. And that comes true to natural supplements. If taking a natural supplement, it takes a while, you know, to allow those supplements to go in full effect. So I want you to be aware of this, because what you put in your body is the most important factor that determines your health. The right food can work wonders. Now, as you know very well, the philosopher Greek philosopher Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." So, in other words, you know, the answer to your health is food, food, and food. Or in other words, the three answers to your health is nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. I mean, it's easy to think that every living being on the planet knows what to eat, except humans. So, if we ask ourselves, that's kind of a sad thing to consider, that we as humans, we actually don't know exactly what to eat, because we still, you know what I mean, we still debate whether we should eat meat, whether we should eat carbohydrates, what are we exactly supposed to eat. It's incredible. We are the most intelligent people on the planet, that we cannot actually figure it out, the basics of our survival, the basic needs. The basic needs is food. So I'm going to give you a guide to good nutrition and a good nourishment, because there's some elements that you always have to keep in mind. And if I were you, I'll frame this on a wall. I just put them on the wall, and every single day I'll consider this. And the first rule of thumb will be, you can enjoy anything from time to time. Because going to the extreme, like, okay, let's cut on this and cut and cut and keep on cutting on everything and cut on every group completely, is not a good idea. So enjoying a little bit of everything, you know, in moderation, that's essential. That's the first rule. But the second and probably the most important rule is to eat unprocessed, raw, organic food as much as possible, because this is the way you can heal and cure every single disease. I will tell you, I was fortunate enough to meet President Bill Clinton a number of times. And I remember a dinner with President Clinton, which again, I was very fortunate to sit near him for almost like 3 hours. And there was a dinner, and the food was all organic and was all unprocessed. I was so shocked by that I will never forget. I still have somewhere the menu done by a great chef. And I know that because he went through a problem with his heart, he had to change his diet completely and go into this kind of a raw diet, and kind of this organic diet in which he cut on the meat, and he became a vegetarian pretty much. I remember the food on that menu was most likely vegetarian. And I remember that he got better and his life was saved thanks to the way he started to eat. So the reason I'm mentioning him is like one of those people who went through a very hard time with his health because of the food I think he was eating at some point, and then the major change that happened to his health as a result of changing completely his diet. And I witnessed that. I sit near this amazing president and look at him, look what he was eating and how he survived thanks to the food. But anyhow, raw and processed organic food as much as possible is key to everything. And there's another thing, simplify. The best advice is always the simplest. Use minimal ingredients when you cook, but the highest quality ingredients. Because where there is quality, you don't need to put quantity, it doesn't matter. This means this food is high in quality, you don't need to add ingredients to make it even more tasty. Also, you don't need to eat a lot to feel like you fully satisfied with your meal. So that's number three. So enjoy anything, raw food, organic, stay away from food that have ingredient you don't pronounce on the label. So the less it took from the food to get from the place that it grew to the plate, the better. Simplify and also detox. Detox, detox is so powerful. Your digestive system works nonstop, just like your heart, your lungs. and your vitals organ, once in a while, you know, you have to let it rest and let it charge. So perform a good cleanse or detox once a month. You can pick up 2 or 3 days and eat only raw fruits and vegetables and have only liquids like natural juices and a lot of water. It gives the system the possibility to heal through all of this natural juices and the water. It gives the system a chance to rest. It gives your system a chance to totally heal. And number five, you know what I want? I want you to actually give up the fat diets, all this desperate tendency that you have with the dieting, because you know diet don't work. If they did, everyone would be in perfect health and in perfect weight. So obviously they don't work. They actually, I'm thinking a little bit like the Atkins diet, Paleo diet, Zone diet, Nutrisystem, you name it, you know. Probably you've tried them all. This kind of diets usually work for a few weeks, for a month, but then the weight comes right back. Diets like these won't provide your body the nourishment your body needs. So most of them are quick weight loss and not long-term great health. So I'm not judging, I'm not blaming any of these diets. I'm not a specialist in the field. I'm not the one who necessarily speaks from my own experience, but I will tell you, you know, that what you need to focus on in a diet is a lifestyle. Your relationship with food is lifelong, so make it a healthy, a respectful, and realistic relationship for the long run. So that's what you need to establish. You don't need to run to all of this quick fix solution. So probably some of them, probably you tried any of these diets and you saw some results and you're super excited. And I'm not saying that was not a good idea, but I want you to make sure that the foundation of your relationship with food is long term, for the long run, in a good relationship, in a amazing relationship with food. And I think I'm gonna go and take a break, and then I'm gonna take some of your calls. So Patty from New York, Kim from Florida, you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute and have ready your questions. I have the greatest pleasure to talk to you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, and I'm back, and we don't want to be alone anymore. we want to be together but not alone, talking about establishing togetherness and unity and joyful connection with everybody. But going back to the relationship with food, and then I'm going to go and take your calls. I want you to enjoy your food. I want you to chew your food because it's beneficial for your digestive system. People don't know, don't have time to taste food. They're in a on a rush, you know. This takes like a mental impact. People don't realize, but unfortunately, you probably already had too much when you eat, when you too in a rush. Everything is fast, fast forward, fast food. But savoring your food is always satisfying you emotionally. Something that you don't feel deprived of. Sometimes you don't feel guilty about what you eat, because when you do, you subconsciously punishing sometimes your body the way you think about it. So, and I think that is my philosophy, but I would love to share it with you. I don't want, in my vision, I don't want food to be consumed that comes with suffering. I want people to consume food that is free of suffering. If an animal died for you, think twice before you eat that. More and more people are turning vegetarian or vegan. It's not meant to judge anybody who loves meat or animal products. And I remember grew up in Europe where the typical diet was built around meat, so I know that animal product tastes good and are very hard to give up. And some people believe, oh, we need that iron, we need all those, those things within our body, the minerals, that everything that comes with the meat is something that we are born to have. I'm not that convinced of this philosophy. It's just it is rooted in our consciousness, you know. And a lot of you may not be ready or willing to give up meat or dairy, and that's okay. And I'm simply encouraging you to think more, to try a plant-based product and less meat-based. See how you feel. See how your cholesterol is. See how your liver feels. If you have more energy, if you have more mental clarity, if you see that decrease in the hypertension. And as I said, you can have anything from time to time, but it always, you know what I mean, is important to keep in mind, you know, that you want to promote life. So you don't want to eat that. You don't want to die something that just died. It's if you think karmically, it's something that is karmically wrong. But people don't acknowledge. Just we don't pay attention to this. We don't understand the ancient philosophy thousands of years ago. Now, food can also be cure of any illnesses, in my opinion, and from my own personal experiences. I think you can cure anything with the right food, in the right combination, because nature gave us everything we need for good health. But this requires the knowledge. If you're suffering from disorder, diseases, do the research before you resort to pills, to chemicals, to invasive treatment, to surgery. Do all your research. More than likely, there's always a natural way to treat yourself. And what you will discover will surprise you. The magic cure to almost any illnesses is actually the vegan, the plant-based, the vegetable, the fruits, the nuts, the seeds, the legumes, the herb, the spice, the oils. These are the ways that, you know what I mean, you can treat yourself. And if you find the medical treatment, add those natural remedies. You can't go wrong. Now, I recommend Carbon 60. Is something that actually is the, to me, is the innovation of this world. It penetrates to the level of the skin and is a free radical, which means it soak up the free radical, destroying your the free radicals destroy your cell and cause aging and disease. Now this is that kind of a powerful antioxidant, probably the most powerful by far that exists. And after I start taking C60, I noticed looking better, looking younger, my skin, my hair, my mood, my mental clarity, energy level, everything, all increasing quality. So if you want to find much more, I highly recommend this. I'm not promoting their business. I don't know these people. I just tested this on my own. And I know that it operates on the telomeres, the extremities of the cell, prolonging the life of the cell. Now, the site is called SESRES.com, and this is where you can find much more about C60, which is carbon-60, and I invite you to do your research on carbon-60, and you will actually be amazed. If you have any kind of a health problem, please check it out. So I'm going to go now and take your calls, because I'm interested to see how can I be of service for you guys and what can I do to help. And I'm going to go to Patty, and I'm very grateful to Patty that she's been patiently working for me to present, you know, my philosophy on how to be healthy. Hi, lovely Patty. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, my love. So how is everything with you and what can I do to help?
Yeah, I just have a question. But before I ask the question, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. In 1993, I was strict with Epstein-Barr. I met a nutritionist. A nutritionist guided me to a nutritionist on the radio called Gary Noll.
I heard about Garrett. I know Garrett. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know him.
I used to listen to him, but I learned a lot from him and how important vegetarian is, juicing. I used to juice, and I promised myself in a couple of months I will start juicing again. I used to juice 12 vegetables and 6 fruits, but separate.
Mm-hmm.
The
vegetables
are. Okay. And in the morning I drink the vegetable juice, and in the evening after dinner I drink the fruit juice.
Perfect. Yeah.
But it's not juice. I don't juice anymore. I do the Nutribullet. I put the pieces of each of the 12 vegetables, little pieces.
Right.
I put it in the Nutribullet with some water. I only make about 8 ounces of water.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not.
Right.
It's just a little bit, and most of it is water.
Right.
Okay. That I have to do again.
You have to.
Right, because my body needs it. I was diagnosed with fatty liver 3 years ago, and I know in my heart that my body. I still eat junk food, and I'm trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally agree with my basic thing is like for dinner, I try to have a protein, vegetable, salad, and a piece of fruit.
Perfect.
And my mother grew up in Italy. And I learned from my mother as I was growing up that what we had for dessert was fruit, not cake, right? And my mother has this big thing that once you eat the fruit, you can't have nothing else.
That's so true.
I don't know why, but it's like after you eat the fruit, you can't have nothing else.
Right, it's absolutely correct. I mean, there's something that, I can talk to you about this for hours, why and how, but it's absolutely, from the nutritional point of view, it's totally correct. If you have the fruit, then nothing after that, because you end up on a high note of high concentrate of vitamins and the vitamin C that kills the free radical. That's what the body needs to kill the free radicals so that we don't age so fast. But check it out, by the way, the carbon-60, because carbon-60 is actually got the Nobel Prize. I think that's key to longevity. And I believe if everybody will start taking carbon-60, we'll start living 120, 140, and 150 years old, because it doubles the lifespan. And the research, the research that they, the way they did the research, they came to realization that they first did it on rats, and a rat used to live 3 years and died of cancer. And they started giving carbon-60, and a rat was not dying, not even at 8 years. they needed to give it to dogs, and dogs started to live up to 25, which a dog doesn't live that long. So right. Now they start giving it to humans, but it's like at the beginning, people don't know about it. I'm taking carbon 60, and I'm absolutely confident that this can prolong life a lot, you know, and prevent it. The power of that, the body has a tiny molecule of carbon. The rest of the body is made of oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, made of nothing, the gas of water. But the only solid element in the body is carbon. So if we take the carbon 60, this is when we're going to get the support of longevity. So check it out. Put on the internet carbon 60 and you'll be amazed what you're going to find. But is there anything else you want to ask me?
Yes, so this is the question. I'm sorry. Because I live in New York City and the coronavirus started, I actually live 15-minute drive from Kennedy Airport. So New York City, of course, you heard, was shut down. We had the worst case. And now we're improving. And we're the only, I think, the state that has the lowest rate right now. My concern is, my concern is what's going to happen towards the end of the year, because they're talking about that they're not going to do, in New York City, the Centenary Festival. They canceled the marathon. Every year in December, I look forward to New Year's Eve at Times Square. I watch it on TV. But what happens is in Times Square, from like December 1st until the 29th, every year you could go down to Times Square and write your wishes on the confetti. And they throw the confetti. It's called Times Square Wishing Wall. You can look it up.
That's beautiful.
They've been doing
this.
About 10, 15 years have been doing this. So every year I go. So now, what do you see for here in New York? Do you see a lockdown again in New York by New Year's Eve?
I am afraid that they will. I don't know how. I think they want to keep it this way, and I think they want to be careful. I think they're doing out of precautions. I think. Unfortunately, if this would have been done in Florida, in Texas, in California, you know, this would have been different. Look at Europe. Europe is doing fabulous.
Right.
In comparison with us.
Right.
Plus, other parts of the world, they don't even have so much of a problem.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The problem is here in America, and it is in certain parts of America more than in other parts. But I'm trying to tell you the truth, that I feel like they might try to not to go back to the regular activities, might try to not to allow people, big crowds, to come out like before. And I think it's a good idea. I personally think they don't want to expose people. They don't want to allow the virus to spread again.
Right.
And I think this will be the way that till the end of the year, the virus will slowly lose in intensity.
Yeah, right.
This is not a flu. This is not the virus that will come back. This is not anything we've ever seen before.
Right.
And plus, this have different strands. This has a mild form and has a very bad form.
Right.
And I think in New York, it had the very bad form, in which people died of blood clots, pneumonia, and they put on ventilators.
Yeah.
So that was the very severe COVID-19, not the L COVID-19. So
Do you see that New York City will have again another lockdown, that everything will be shut down?
I don't see that something so dramatic happening again in New York City. But I think that for a very near future, they will try to keep things under control, you know, preventing big gathering or, you know, doing things to, so whatever, who did this, I mean, I think Governor Cuomo, in my opinion, did a fabulous job. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
People over there, I'm not talking politics, it's just I've seen that, you know, you need leadership in situations like this. And if you don't have leadership, you see the consequences. But
Put the mask on. In mid-April, he had mandatory masks, and that helped us a lot.
That's what helped. And for us to have, even as of now, people who refuse, I mean, I see in Florida, a lot of Floridians, you know what I mean, who play politics because they are Republicans, and because our president doesn't want to wear a mask, and now they're dying like crazy. This is it. We cannot. This we should put our health first and wear the mask.
But you don't see right now.
No, I don't
see the ball. They're not going to do the ball drop.
I don't think they're going to do the ball drop. No, I don't. I don't think our life this year, to me, is a dead year. Right. 2020, whatever this did to us, waking us up to a new reality, setting grounds to a new beginning for something else for humanity, you know, shifting energy around the studying. I see there's a bigger reason of all of this, you know, the way life on Earth will change.
Well, the only thing I hope for, the only thing I hope for is that for Christmas, at least my family will have a get-together. We can have a Christmas
tree. That, yeah, that I definitely see. I see the Christmas, I see people celebrating, that, yes. Big gathering, I don't think will happen. I think actually that might be a good idea, not to allow the big gathering.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, but I do see you with your family, and I see you doing well, and I see you safe and healthy and everything. So that's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, what I do is, like, every New Year's, I want to start something new, and I'm trying to get my book published. And I know that I'm not working on my book right now because of what's all happening. It's not a good time right now.
Right.
But I know, but I believe, and I hope that you see this too, that in 2021, I will restart.
Yeah, 2021, you will make it. It's a different year. The energy, we have to kind of close eyes and pray that this finish very quickly and the energy of this year goes away. You know what I mean? And we start on a different vibration.
All right. Just as long as, okay, so we're not going to have the ball drop and the confetti thrown again.
I mean, I don't see that. I don't see that. Yeah, unfortunately. But that should not be that much of a concern.
Right.
If you think of the fact that it will actually be for our own good.
Right. So. All right, but thank you, Carmen.
Okay,
I'll
my lovely
happens.
Patty.
Right, but I wish you two the best. I don't know where you live.
I'm in Florida.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please stay safe.
I know.
Please stay safe.
I love you, Patty.
All right.
I send you a big kiss. I'm going to go to a break, and Kim from Florida, Erica from Florida, so you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you, and then Christina from Canada, Helena from New York, you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Mshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on this amazing station, Om Time Radio. I'm very grateful to Om Time Radio for the opportunity. And I have a lot of callers that I want to be a little bit quickly trying to answer to everybody. I'm going to go to Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, dear?
Hi, how are you? How you doing, Carmen?
I'm good, my love. You?
Good, good, good. So you had told me to call back in. I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago regarding this guy, David, that I had gone on a date with. He does live quite a difference from me, distance.
I remember, yes.
Right. So he we were supposed to have a second date, and it never went through, and I haven't heard from him since. And you had thought that he was going to go ahead and reach out and not to take it personal, and but I still haven't heard. And I'm just like, it bothers me. I like him.
Right. Is there a way you can send him like a short message, like removed, like say, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? I've never heard from you, or are you okay? Something like this.
Yeah, I did that.
You did that and when?
Yeah, I did that over the weekend.
Over this?
And I have his birthday. Yeah, I have his birthday if you want it. But I'm just confused, you know. You said there was like a mother-daughter issue possibly, and don't take it personal.
I feel like he goes through something, and he took a step back. It doesn't necessarily mean this is over. It doesn't necessarily mean he will not resurface or he will not come around. The only thing it means, he didn't do it in the time that we expected. That's why I wanted you to call me back and continue to update me on him. And I would love to do that. Did we do the compatibility between you and him?
No, but I have his birthday if you need it.
Okay, because my time on the show is very short and I have a lot of people calling. Let me do it very quickly. Give me your birthday and years.
Okay, I'm October 3, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And he is November 11th, 1971. November 11th, 1971.
Okay, one second. Okay. It's a compatible relationship, very much so. Very complimentary, so you compliment each other. He seemed to be a successful man. Do you agree with me?
Totally successful, yes.
Yeah, very successful, very goal-oriented. He cares a lot about his career. Let me see. I think this man will change his entire behavior closer to his birthday, because he's in a confusing moment in his life right now. This might have something to do with there's something going on in his life, you know? Something has to do with his past. So he goes a little bit to a hard time. Things are getting better around October. So I'm not saying he will call you in October. I'm just saying as the time goes by, things in his life get better. So consequently, his behavior will change. But your relationship with him should work, because it's very compatible, this connection with him. And you're very good for each other. So
yeah, we hit it off really well.
Right, exactly. So I don't understand his silence, in fact, because I know he thinks of you. Let's give him another... I suspect something to happen right away, because you sent him a message and didn't respond right away. But I expect him to respond. Let's see. Let's call me next week. And let's see what's happening within the next 6-7 days.
Do you might see him calling in the next week?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Call me by next week. And by then, I expect him. He will reach out to you.
Okay.
So let's talk a week from today.
Okay, I'll call you next week. But
okay, my lovely Kim.
That was going to happen in November. Like more.
Then things turn around in his life, because he's going to a karmic year in which he's able to get rid of some problem that he's facing right now. And his life changes. Consequently, he becomes more available and more clear in his intention. So his life will change.
Next week. Right.
Yeah, he might. But that's what I expect. That's why I said, call me next week. Okay, my love.
Okay. And okay. November. It might just be. It might. November might just come around where it might be more consistent of a relationship.
Way more consistent. So as we're coming closer to November, things will happen. But after November, things will really change for good.
Awesome. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, my lovely Kim. I'm gonna go to Erica in Florida. Hi, Erica, my dear. Erica, can you hear me?
Hi. I tried to be quick. I called you last year.
Yes,
and I asked you about if I gonna be able to be a mom since anytime soon, since I had a couple miscarriage and mm-hmm. I lost an ovary and I suffer from depression and anxiety. And then you told me last year that there is a baby boy that you see that he was knocking at my door.
Mm-hmm.
And that really happened. I just had my baby boy.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And
oh my God, you made my year.
I wanted to thank you, a big, big thank you, because you helped me to keep my faith.
I'm so excited.
And I text you a couple times, and then I was meaning I was wanted a lot to call you and a baby kid.
Sure.
A lot, but I always
call me anytime. This is the best news. I'm so excited for you, Erica.
Yes, because I'm getting closer to 40, so it was really hard. And
it happened. That's all that matters. It happened.
And it happened at the time that you told me, and it was right away, and it exactly like you told me. And yes, it was my first time mom. So,
oh my God, I love you. Congratulations. This is the best news ever. You made me so happy.
For a lot of people in my family, because he's very loved. He was really.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. Oh, I love you, my Erica.
So, and my question is, do you see another baby coming in my life?
Yeah, I do see another baby, yeah.
Do you see a girl, a boy?
A girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A girl,
and
yeah.
And my question, do you feel it like it's going to be soon?
Very soon.
I thank you. Oh, my God. I just have chills.
Oh,
and
I love you.
And how do you see my health? I still suffering from my anxiety, depression.
You know, I want to help you because that's one of the things that I do for a living. Give me a call, you know, and I'll help you with that. I can't help you in 2 seconds on the show. Give me a call and I'll give you a huge discount on a session somewhere, but I think I can help you a lot with that. I would love to give me the opportunity to guide you and help you be free of this depression. Because there are things that I want you to do, and I promise you, you will not have depression anymore.
Okay. Yeah, baby helped me a lot.
I know.
People thought that it was that postpartum depression, it was going to hit me bad, and No, not necessarily.
No.
It worked out for good.
On the contrary, in your case was the joy of your life, and it made, you know, it alleviated your depression.
Yes. So I will call, call you this week. When can I call you?
Whenever you want. Look on your schedule, call me, and if I don't pick up, I'll call you back. Just leave me your number, and I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
We'll
Thank
find
you
time.
So much,
I love you, my beautiful Erica.
I just wanted to thank you.
I am very proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, my love. I'm going to go to Christina in Canada. Hi, Christina. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Hi. I'm so grateful to talk to you tonight.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
Absolutely. How can I help you, my love?
Yeah, Carmen. So I like the subject that you are talking about tonight, and it's something that I have close to my heart. Before mm-hmm. going to my questions, I just want to give you some insight about my health. I think overall I'm okay, and I agree a lot of you with talking about knowledge. I think this was the key in my path.
Totally.
And,
I wasn't
sick or something like that. I just wanted to 7 years ago or 6 years ago to lose some weight. I wasn't a heavy person, but I just wanted to have the ideal body, you know.
Right.
Uh, Yeah, and I started doing a cleanse. I started being a plant-based person, you know. I just had a cleanse from Anthony Williams, which I love a lot. And now I'm asking, I think this is my question. There is something else that I can do to keep going in that path to have a good and...
So in other words, to continue to lose the weight?
The weight, I would say it's okay, a little bit of extra fat on my belly that I want to lose, and I always wanted to lose. As I told you, I'm not a heavy person, let's say.
So but in other words, your weight is pretty much okay right now. Do you complain of any physical problem? No.
Not really, some joint pain, but not really. I don't see myself a healthy issue. I don't know if you see something in my energetic field which will affect my body. I think I'm okay, but I look.
I feel like you're very okay. Actually, I feel like you're very okay.
I'm wondering maybe something else that I can do to keep going like that. I love so much when you talk about your dancing, about your carbon 16, and I was doing the research.
No, by the way, carbon 16 is something I will highly recommend for you to take. Because if you take it, you will see an amazing transformation in your body. Your hair will get better like when you were 20. Your nails, your eyes, your vision improves. Your skin texture improves. It's almost like getting younger, and the energy level, it's incredible, up to a point in which you really want to take every single day that carbon 60 is put in olive oil. So it comes like you take a teaspoon of that and you put it in a salad. It's very simple. It tastes delicious. It tastes like olive oil. So it's very easy to take, but the benefits are tremendous. If you go and check carbon 60, you'll find it right away. There's a company that sells it, and that is the original company that sells it. And I want you to take to consider taking it. The company is called S like in Sam, E like in Elizabeth, S like in Sam, R like in Robert, E like in Elizabeth, and S like in Sam.com. Ceceres.com, and that company sells the original, the real, the good carbon 60. Don't go buy it from Amazon for $19. That's not the good quality one. Buy what this company gives, the best grade of carbon 60. And you know, Ceres.com. And you will find them, and you watch their videos, and they explain how they've been doing research for many years and how this prolongs life. The fascinating thing is that if you take it on a daily basis, it's almost like you don't really age that fast like other people do, because it stops the deterioration of the telomeres, which are the extremities of the cell. So I want you to go ahead and take it, because you will continue to look better and better. So, and the level of the energy is like, I take carbon 60, and I'm a woman who I go towards my 70s, you know, and nobody believes me. But I am taking carbon 60 for a long period of time, and I feel like I have so much energy. I have much more energy than people that are 30 or 40. So it's like there's something going on here.
I'll take that for sure. So there is something else that you see around me that I can give my birth to, if you want, if you see something for me.
Nothing, mate. Do you have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I feel like your daughter is fantastic. I feel something extraordinary around this child of yours in terms of the satisfaction that you're going to have coming from her. Tell me when you born very quickly.
18 March 74.
March 18? 1974.
Yeah, 1974. And regarding my daughter, yeah, you told me once about her in another show that she will help people. She will be.
Yeah, she comes to my mind. You have longevity. You have a heart of gold. You're very creative. You're very sensitive. So one of the things they have to pay attention, you're very emotional and very sensitive. So
empathic, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're an empath, exactly. You're very creative. So use your creativity. You have a great imagination, great talent in so many respects. You have your own business?
No, I don't. I don't.
No, please maybe think about developing your own business. Think about that, because, I'm coming to the end of the show, unfortunately, so I have to close the show right now. But I send you my love, and I think I still have people waiting online, so everybody waiting online, I couldn't get your calls, I'm really sorry. Feel free to call me next time, and I'll be next week. I love you on Home Time Radio. God bless you guys, and stay healthy and happy.